Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 29, 1805. Progress remains slow. Captain Clark has referred, perhaps with some exasperation, repeatedly to Captain Lewis's being very sick. He had tried to warn Lewis not to overindulge in the sudden windfall of camas roots, berries, and dried fish after nearly starving in the bitterroots. Lewis was so exultant, however, in their having conquered the Rocky Mountains and the fame it would likely bring him, that he probably wasn't listening. Undoubtedly, Clark is spending a good deal of time nursing Lewis. He writes,
"A cool morning went from the southwest. Men sick, as usual. All the men that are able to, at work at the canoes. Drewyer killed 2 deer, Coulter killed 1 deer. The after part of this day warm. Captain Lewis very sick, and most of the men complaining very much of their bowels and stomach. Captain William Clark, September 29, 1805.
Two of the captain's most trusted hunters were George Drewyer and John Coulter. They continued to do what they could to give the suffering men a change of menu, but game was scarce in this area. Drewyer, half Shawnee Indian, half French, was an expert at sign language and a sure shot as a hunter, making him very valuable to the expedition. Coulter had a rocky start with the Corps back at Camp Wood in 1803 because he and 3 others visited a whiskey shop while pretending to be out hunting. He survived a couple of disciplinary actions, though, and finally learned to carry out orders in a prescribed military manner, gaining both the trust and gratitude of his commanding officers. During this week at the canoe camp, neither of these two lingered long on the disabled list, which endeared them to Captain Clark. Tomorrow, a change.
Throughout the month of September, Day by Day with Lewis and Clark has been written by Whit Hansen, with editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson, and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.